What have you seen from Kadeem Carey from the beginning of, say, even off-season training camp, as far as he wasn't really much of a special teams player his rookie year? But talk about his development, or how much has he developed?
Well, Kadeem was a little bit of a mystery to us because he hadn't done a whole lot of special teams thing. He hadn't played a lot in games. There's, especially on the personnel side, when we first got here, there was, you know, several people who kind of speak to what he had done and kind of what they had asked him to do and what his positive and negative attributes were. But we tried to come in as a staff and open-minded. Let's see kind of what these guys can do. Kadeem has made a lot of strides. It's foreign to him. And the things that aren't foreign to him are contact and want to and desire to be really good at stuff. It works against him sometimes. He's such an over-aggressive player, and he plays with such an aggressive temperament that, you know, sometimes he's got to kind of rein himself back in. But specifically to us, he's done a nice job on kickoff return. He's been back there as the off returner. He's had, you know, two really devastating blocks in the last couple of weeks. And it's, you know, it's helped us. And, you know, the more he does, the better he gets. And we're trying to expand his role. And, you know, we'll see long-term kind of where that goes.
You had to rein him in a little bit from trying to grab too many of the kickoffs. That seemed like what he was, his instinct would be to grab it.
Well, last week, Kadeem did a good job paying attention over the course of the meetings. That particular kicker had kind of mishit that ball a couple of times coming into our game. So, you know, he aligned kind of in that general vicinity. And, you know, his mind was, if it comes to me, I'm going to get it. He did a good job getting that ball and getting positive yardage. That part was good.
Is it hard for somebody who in college he was a running back and touched the ball 30 times a game? Is it hard for a guy like that to embrace special teams when he comes to the NFL?
It can be for some people, I think. Most of the guys that we coach, most of the guys that we work with are highly, highly competitive people. And most of them would rather be doing something than sitting on the sideline. So usually those guys figure out about a month or two into, you know, the off season when they've gotten drafted, is here's my fastest way. I had a guy that coached me used to talk about the fastest way to get on the bus, you know, for the road trip. Because in college, you know, you're only dressed so many guys, there's only so many guys that travel. But the fastest way to get on the bus is to cover kicks and to be good on special teams. And in the NFL, that's the truth. But it also lends you to being active on game day. You can't get in the game if you're inactive. So, you know, a guy like Kadeem, his offensive play time has increased every time he wears a jersey, you know, because he can't go out there in the sweats and the hat, you know, if he's inactive. So Kadeem's embraced that role. He knows that's a way that he can contribute while he's kind of waiting his time, waiting his turn on offense. But it would be up to the particular player, you know, whether or not, you know, how fast they acquire that skill set.
Jeff, with this stretch that Robbie's in, what can you do from a coaching standpoint to assist him versus just stay out of the way and let him figure out what quirks are there and his struggles?
Yeah, I would say the things that we can do to help him is to make sure that you know, we're doing a good job with the snap, we're doing a good job with the hold, we're doing a good job in protection. We're putting him in situations in practice where he can maintain, you know, his practice level. Robbie worked his butt off last week, and he was really good in practice. I thought he was good in pregame. I thought the other three kicks that he had in the game were good. You know, he missed the last one, and he's disappointed in it. But as a coach, you know, you try and find things, you know, and you try and help guys in any facet, in any area. You know, to say specifically, you know, I'm not real sure what I said either. You can answer it.
I have no idea.
I'm good. But we'll keep working through that stuff.
Is it a point where you know, sort of try not to overthink it and try not to overtalk about it, that kind of thing?
I mean, Robbie's a pro. He's going to look at the tape and see, you know, kind of what he thinks he needs to work on. You know, we may have a couple of things that, you know, I'm asking, hey, you know, is there anything to this? You know, Robbie is such a stud when it comes to being a student of the game. He knows himself very well. He knows his tape. He knows his history. He knows sometimes the things that he's got to go back to fundamentally. He studies other kickers. You know, there's very few things that, you know, he could do more, and I wouldn't even know what they were, than what he's already done. And like I said, his ball striking was good. His kickoffs were probably as good as, you know, he had throughout the year in terms of what we're asking him to do, place the ball, hang time, all those things. So like I said, I mean, we're hoping he works himself out of it and, you know, we're successful the next time out.
When someone has such good practice weeks like he had last week, do you think that maybe it's just something with his focus that day on game day, something in his head that day that just distracts him?
No. I think it's a 1-0 mentality. You know, you just the last kick has nothing to do with the next kick in terms of there's things you can learn, you know, but you can't do anything whether you made it or miss it. You know, you got to move on and do everything you can to make that next one.
Jeff, what did you see from John Timu early in the season in the kicking game that would maybe lead you to believe that he can kind of translate that to an opportunity on defense over the last few weeks?
Yeah, well, I mean, what those roles are, I think Coach has talked about it in the past. Guys kind of define their own roles, and I'm not exactly sure where that's going this week, but he is on the active roster. You know, he's got an opportunity to play in the game if he dresses. You know, his kicking game role early on was maybe a little bit limited. You know, he was a young guy who was a free agent for us, trying to work into that role. He did enough in the preseason to kind of earn that opportunity. John's a very smart player and continues to be a smart player. He's been into it on the sideline, been into it in practice. He asks questions in meetings, answers questions in meetings. His intelligence is probably his best attribute, and he kind of knows how to find the ball. I mean, he's an active player around the football.
We didn't have a chance to ask you last week, or we didn't ask you about Eddie Goldman and the block PAT. What did you see from him on that play, and overall, how has he come along in that kick rush role?
Eddie's last week, that blocked PAT was totally an individual effort. I mean, we're rushing him. There's a place he's supposed to go. It's an ugly, you know, it's not a real smooth-looking play because there's a lot of contact in a very short area. Eddie did a good job getting his hand up late and kind of throwing it in a, you know, direction where the ball was going. But going back to say that the Kansas City blocked field goal Purnell had, that is a direct result of the way that Eddie and Mitch and Jarvis and those guys on the inside had gotten consistent push. And you catch guys leaning at times, you know, trying to brace themselves. I mean, let's be honest, you're sitting there as a guard. You got Eddie Goldman. He's not a light weighing person. You got Mitch Unrein, same kind of deal. And you got to take both of them on at the same time. You're going to get a little bit of forward lean. So sometimes, you know, those guys can get a little bit overextended, which is what happened with Purnell's. And because of that, at times they can be really square and stuff, and, you know, that's 600 at least pounds coming at them.